that it is for his life. As a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. In the book of Judges, chapter number 16, Judges chapter number 16, the story of Samson. I just want to read verse 6 here tonight. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Lord, I thank you for your words, your will, your way. I thank you, God, for these young people, for this youth camp. I pray, God, tonight that you would help me and anoint me. You know the burden that I've carried over this message for the past few weeks. I pray, God, that it would touch a heart, a life, a soul, that it would reach that one that maybe up to now we've not been able to reach. God, that it would speak to hearts. God, of the saved, of the sinner, God, of those that may be straying, God, of those that are trying to do your will but are fighting the pull of hell, I pray, God, tonight you'd anoint me. I pray, God, that this congregation, those that are saved, the preachers, the moms, the dads that are saved here would, God, also get under the burden for this message. For, God, it will not be anything but a failure if you do not anoint and help and touch and convict, God. I pray that you'd move now upon every heart, every life, and every soul. Most of all, crown this service with a great altar call, I pray. We'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory, and everybody said, amen. Brother Garrison, would you put this piano lid down for me, please? I was about 3,000 miles from here in a place called Hanford, California, about 2 or 3 months ago. And there, I met a man by the name of Pastor Garman, very precious brother. I was preaching revival at his church, and we were out traveling one day, and he took me by his old church. And I believe by the divine providence of God, he told me this little story, for just told me it out of the blue. And he said, you know, he said, one day, he said, when I was just a young man, I was here working at this church. And he said, as I was working at this church, me and the pastor, he said, I begin to hear the most awfulest, pitifulest screams that you've ever heard in your life. He said, I begin to wonder what in the world. He said, it's just the saddest wailing cry that you'd ever heard in your life. And he said, I went walking around the corner. And he said, there, around the corner, he said, was this little dove. And he said, this dove was screaming at the top of its lungs and wailing and flapping its wings. He said, as I looked around, I could not figure what was wrong with this bird. And he said, till I looked just a few feet away. And there, he said, I saw a very large snake that had raised up on its back. And it was swaying in front of that dove. And it was swaying back and forth. And it was trying to charm that dove into it. He said that little dove was screaming with all its might, but all the while it screamed and it flapped its wings, it took one little step at a time towards that snake. Something in that bird was telling it that it was in dangerous, dangerous position. But there was something about the magnet charm of that snake that was overwhelming that fear in that bird, that was causing him to slowly walk in to the striking range of that snake. And when he told me that, I'm telling you, young people, almost instantly I felt pricked of the Holy Ghost. that I was to preach at Mount Olive this year on the screaming of the dove. The screaming of the dove. Oh, you know, there's something that I'll never understand. I'll never understand how sin is such a magnet to a soul. I'll never understand how that, knowing what sin will do to a life, I'll never understand how it still has such a pull on the heart of a human being. But you know, with as much as a magnet of sin, there is an opposing force, and it's called the conscience, and it is called conviction. Oh, and that conscience and that conviction, it constantly screams out, and it tries to warn men of the danger of sin. It tries to warn men of the destruction of sin. And you know what? Isn't it strange? Paul said, I find it a law that when I would do good, evil is present. And I felt burned in my soul that there are many of you young people here. And you are good young people, every one of you. And you want to serve God. But you are feeling such a pull of sin in your life. You are feeling such an awful magnet, force of hell, as it pulls against your soul. But all the while that sin pulls at you, there is a dove of conscience that screams out, that tries to warn a man of his sin and of the destruction and of the danger of sin. Come on here now. This bird knew that something was wrong. It knew that it was in danger. But it seemed like it was powerless, Brother Maswinhoggle, to stop itself from walking into the striking range of that snake. Well, it's quiet here tonight. There are some of you young people here. I could just pray today and I could just about lay my hands on some of you. Oh, you've been raised in church. You know right from wrong. Your daddy's taught you. You've seen what happens when you make mistakes. You know what can happen if you get out of God's will. Amen. But you come to this youth camp and you're feeling the pull. You look at it and you know it's danger. You know, but there's an overwhelming force. Amen. Called temptation of sin that is trying to draw you into the magnet of the devil's grip. Amen. I felt a burn today for a young lady in this place. Amen. Who's dating the wrong boy. I felt a burden in this place. Who's in trouble. Your conscience is a screaming. The dove is a wailing. Saying you know better. You're going to get in trouble. You've seen the broken holes. You've seen the broken lies. But you see powerless. You're caught in the magnet. And it's slowly drawing you in. All the while your conscience is a screaming. Don't do it! Woo. We might call it peer pressure, Brother Larry. That magnet. Oh, y'all got to understand, it's been on me for months. That magnet. Samantha that takes little girls and tries to make them do bad things. Her little girls that's raised in church. Sister Mills, little girls that deep in their heart they want to serve God. But that's that overwhelming tug. I was talking to Brother Burris today. I said, Brother Burris, before I realized he got saved at 20. I said, do you remember that tug as a teenager? And he said, well, you know, Brother Markey, I really don't know. I didn't get saved early enough. I said, well, oh, I can remember so well. As a young man, that pull. Amen. One minute you want to serve God, but you get away from the church house, and there's just such a magnet. I said, I don't care how sincere you are. I do believe you can live above sin. I do believe you can have the victory. But if anybody ever tells you that you'll get to a place where sin does not bother you, or sin does not pull on your soul, they are lying, because it's an all-powerful carrot that constantly pulls at a man's
soul and a girl's soul. But there's always that dove that screams from within that tries to warn men of sin.
Kind of an odd coincidence. But a couple of weeks ago, I was driving late in the night. I was probably on my way home from California. And I just happened to pick up Brother Ray Burroughs' testimony tape and stuck it in a tape player. And I was listening to that testimony tape. And he began to tell me on that tape, and he began to talk about, and I said, I just listened to that. He began to tell me about he took a wild ride on LSD one night. And he said, I took some heavy-duty stuff. And he said, I found myself out in the middle of the road. And he said, I was just standing there watching the cars come at me. And he said, if it hadn't been for a friend that pulled me out of the road, he said, I don't know what I'd do. And he said, I went home. And he said, I got home and I went in my bed. And he said, there were socks laying on my bed. And they all come to life. And they started turning to animals. He said, I pushed them off the bed. And he said, I got in the bed. And he said, the devil appeared at my bedpost. And he began to change himself. And began to make the hideous faces. And look at me, this boy didn't know. Amen. But you know what? There was something inside of him. He'd been raised a Catholic, but he begged God, said, God, don't let that devil get in me. Hey, don't let that devil get in me. That dove screamed out, said, please don't let that devil get me. Please. The magnet was there. The pull of hell, Brother Burroughs. The devil at the foot of the bed. But that dove, amen, screamed out inside and said, have mercy on my... You're here tonight, you need to listen to the scream of the dove in your heart. You say, well, I ain't really heard a message on it. You don't have to. The dove screaming. You say, well, I don't know if the Bible says it's sin. I don't care. It don't matter. You know the dove is screaming. You know you're heading down the wrong way. You know you're going down the wrong path. And the dove is a screaming. Stop! There's a person in this place tonight. You're fixing to make a catastrophic choice. A catastrophic choice, however you want to say it. You're doing things you don't even know why you're doing them. I'm going to tell you why you're doing them. You don't even realize it. You think you're trying to do the will of God, and all you're doing is falling right to the magnet of the devil. Yeah. Yeah, because you know why? That dove is just screaming, you better stop. You better turn around. You better back this train up. You better get this thing heading the right direction. But you just press on. You're just pressing on. You don't even know why. You just keep going forward and on. And all the while that dove is just screaming. Go talk to your pastor. Get this train turned around. Well, it's going to be a dead end street. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go that way. I would have got somebody listen tonight to the screaming of the dove. You better get your eyes off the snake. He's a charming you into hell. He's a taking you down a dark road. You better get your eyes off the snake and listen to the scream of the dove. Oh, God's trying to speak. Listen to me tonight. I just turned 2 or 3 weeks ago. We had a great camp meeting preacher. Preached a lot of youth camps, camp meetings. He backslid on God. And just 2 or 3 days ago, a boy that went to his church before he backslid said, oh, I still love him, Brother Brent. And this preacher, he comes and prays. Looks like he's going to do good, Brother Gaston. 2 or 3 days later, he's back out in his old sin. And you know what he did? He told this young man, he said, oh, how sad. He said, I'm sincere. When I go to the altar, I mean business. He said, I do want to serve God. He said, I do want to get my life back on track. He said, I don't know why, but something overpowers me. And I go right back out and do the same old sin. Oh, what a tragedy for a preacher. You know what happened, don't you? He ignored the screams of the dove. I said he ignored the screams. He got his eyes on the wrong thing. He allowed sin to charm him. He allowed the devil to sway.
dream. He allowed the devil to lie him into a trance. Oh, I'm here to preach tonight. Hey, boy, God's speaking to you. You don't need a message. You just need to listen to the voice of God. Hey, girl, God's speaking to you. You know what you need to do, but you seem powerless to stop yourself.
Solomon said, I looked out the window and I seen a young man void of understanding. I looked out. I seen him. He went the way as a bird hasteneth. Boy, we are quiet tonight. As a bird hasteneth to the snare and knoweth not that it's for his life, Brother Thomas. He don't even realize he's hypnotized. He's passing that way. He's heading that way, Brother Trice. And Solomon looks out, and he sees him. And you know what Solomon does? Solomon begins to scream that warning, Brother Jeff. Oh, hearken unto me now. Attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. Oh, you know what that was? That was the screaming of the dove. That was the voice of a man that tried to stop a young man from ruining his life. From making a drastic mistake. I'm a preacher tonight on the screaming of the dove. And I'm going to tell you, I hear him tonight. I hear conviction. I feel conviction. I know God's talking to you. But you've got to get out of the magnet of sin. Abner. You know Joab hates you. You know Joab hates you. Yeah, but I'm going to take a chance. I think he wants to be my friend.
Yeah. Come on now.
No, he don't want to be your friend. Sure. He wants to kill you.
Right.
I have to believe that Abner's conscience had to scream out at him and say, stop. You're not in a city of refuge. You're not where you're supposed to be. Oh, look at the preacher now tonight. Just forget about what's going on around you. Oh, Abner, you know you're headed the wrong way. I read to you tonight about a man named Samson. A man named Samson. I was reading my Bible 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I read about this man named Samson. When I read about him, I saw something I'd never really seen before, Brother Trice. Samson said, tell me where, Delilah said, tell me wherein thy great strength lieth, that I may bind thee and afflict thee. She told him what she was going to do. She never hid her intentions. She said, I want to bind you. I want to afflict you. I want to rob you of the touch of God in your life. You tell me the dove wasn't screaming at old Samson. I'm here to tell you the dove screamed. I can hear Samson as he hears the scream of the dove and how that he goes and he first tells her, buy me with robes. And he plays games with his conscience and the conviction of God. Then he tells her, buy me with new robes. And he plays games with the conscience and the conviction of God. Then he gets a little closer, Brother Ryan. And he gets down there and says, I tell you what, if you'll weave those locks of my hair in the 7 beams. You know what he was doing? He was getting closer and closer through the serpent every time. And I can imagine his conscience screaming, stop! 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 You're about to lose it all! And now, let's look at Samson. Let's look at Samson right now as he makes his final step into the serpent. Oh, he hears his conscience.
No, Samson. Don't.
No. Turn away.
A magnet force.
There's still time, Samson. Turn away. Please don't listen. Don't even look. Get away while you can. Death awaits you. Loss. Please, Samson, I beg you. Please. Don't do this.
I can hear as his conscience makes a more urgent plea.
Please. While there's time, please turn, Samson. Turn. Turn away from the ways of sin. Turn back to what Mama taught you.
The screaming of the dove.
Go back to what you were born to be. A leader. Don't fall into this trap. Please, Samson. Please. Don't. Don't.
Don't lay down, Samson.
No, please. Don't. You'll never rise again. Don't.
Oh, the conscience gets louder.
Don't. Please. Samson, what are you doing? I've begged you time and time again.
Oh, God.
Listen to me. Please. Please don't.
Just makes one last plea. The barber's on the way, and the conscience screams with all its might.
Wake up, Samson. Wake up while you can. Come on, get up. Don't let sleep take over. Sleep. Oh, no, Samson, please. Oh, you wouldn't listen. Now it's too late.
Oh, I can see him as they begin to take Samson to the prison house. Oh, his strength's gone. Oh, the screaming of the dove. It's too late now, Samson. There's no hope for you. Oh, somebody's conscience are dealing with them. God's are trying to speak to somebody. God's are trying to deal with somebody. Would you listen tonight to the screaming of the dove? Would you heed tonight God's warning? We're not here to try to scare you to the altar. We're just here to try to get you to realize tonight that God doesn't let anybody go to hell. God doesn't let anybody die lost without first giving them a dealing, without first getting that conscience stirred up. Oh, young man, young woman, young lady, listen to this preacher tonight. God's are trying to help you. God's are trying to spare your life. God's are trying to have mercy on you. But you've got to learn to listen when the dove screams, when the conscience screams, when God says turn around. You've got to learn to turn around. Oh, my God of heaven. My God of heaven. My God of heaven. I wonder if there's anybody else here tonight that feels the pull, the magnet of the serpent. Oh,
Oh, the devil's got a beer can, a joint of marijuana. The devil's got a worldly girl.
No.
But the conscience deals.
No. No. Don't listen to this. Don't pay him any attention. Don't do it. Alcohol is the ways of death. Don't listen to this. Listen to me. I'm your conscience. I will guide you. No.
The conscience begs louder. The dove screams. He's about to take it. The conscience pleads.
No. Don't. Don't. No. 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 Don't do this. No! No! No, stop! Please stop now! Stop now!
Oh, God.
Oh.
Until the conscience gets weak and God doesn't deal anymore. For the wages of sin is death. Until at last he realizes it's too late. He's going down the wrong road. Oh, my God, heaven. If you think your skin gets your attention, one day it'll be for real. I'm going to tell you something. This is just a small touch. It's just a little taste. Amen, brother. You say prayers. Hey, you're too graphic, Brother Marquis. I wish I could be more graphic. I wish I could really make hell like it is. Where the worm is not quish. Where the worm not gnawed, the fire's not quish. Where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But God always tries to stop a man. He doesn't like nobody to go to hell. I'm a hurry to a close. Preaching on the screaming of the dove. The screaming of the dove. I wonder if there's anybody else here tonight that feels the pull, the magnet of the serpent.
No, don't look. Don't pay any attention. Listen to your conscience. I'm your conscience. No. Look away. Run. Run for your life. It's the ways of death.
Oh,
run!
The dove.
Don't let him get a hold on you. Turn. Turn away. Turn now.
Oh, I called Brother Garmin today. I said, Brother Garmin, I want to know about the dove and the snake. I want you to tell me the end of the story. Brother Garmin said, I ran back around and I grabbed my pastor. And my pastor grabbed up a stick, a hoe, and went after that snake. And when he hit that snake, that bird was broke from that hypnotism. And he flew away. Oh, I read the word of God said, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. I found out there's something to help us tonight, young people. Amen. There may be, there's not only is there a scream of the dove, but there's a cross of love. Amen. And you know what you must do when the devil puts the magnet on you? You've got to plead the blood of Jesus. You've got to plead the cross, because the cross is the only thing that'll break the magnet pull of sin. I said the cross is the only thing that will break the magnet pull of sin. You must rebuke Satan. You must plead the blood. You must beg God's mercy. The cross. The cross. The blood of Jesus is the only way we can be victorious over sin. Over sin. God and His blood will break the magnet chains of sin
on your life tonight. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. 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 The cross. Hold it up, Brother Burris. Thank you. While Sister Garrison comes right now. Amen. I felt the Lord deal with me tonight. To ask Sister Garrison, sing. I'm going to cherish the old rugged cross. Lift your hands and ask God to help us in this altar service tonight. God spoke to us. Cross of Calvary, the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can break the spell of the serpent in your life. Ain't no sense in you trying to sit there and square your shoulders back and act like you don't know what I'm talking about. For you're too late. I done been there. I've done sat where you sit. I've done felt what you feel. I know where you are tonight. And I know without a shadow of a doubt what God gave me 3 months ago in California for this service tonight. Patrick, have you ever felt the magnet of sin? Have you ever felt the hypnotism of sin? When everything within you wanted to do good, but there seemed to be an overwhelming force. Felt a magnet of sin. Have you ever got caught in the hypnotism of the serpent? Was there a dove that screamed out though? Was there always, even when you wasn't in church, was there a dove there that screamed and said, turn around? God's trying to speak to you, Jeannie. Listen to that dove. Listen to that dove. He's screaming. I doubt there's one young lady in this place tonight that I didn't preach to. You just preaching to sinners? Yes, I'm preaching to the lost, but I'm preaching to every one of you that shouted in this youth camp that are saved, that are full of the Holy Ghost. The devil don't care. He don't care. But Brother Marky, I'm afraid to cry. Somebody think I'm a sinner, but I know what you, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Julie Beth, have you ever felt the magnet of sin? Have you ever felt that overwhelming pull? Have you ever fell at the cross and asked God to break that pull? Woo! Oh, I
ever felt the magnet of sin? Has the devil ever made a pull for your soul? Oh, God. I'm fixing to close. Does anybody here tonight hear the screaming of the dove? You heard it last night, didn't you, son? I seen you when you heard it screaming. Get down to that altar and just ask God to help you. And last night he just fell right in there for about a good hour. He listened to that dove. He fell at the foot of the cross. I wonder if there'd be a boy right back here. I wonder if there'd be somebody in this vest. I wonder right now who'd like to just step out of your seat while the saints of God are praying. I wonder if there's anybody here like to come kneel at the foot of the cross. We've already got some. We got one boy right here. We got another boy right here. We got a young lady right here, saved, fell the Holy Ghost. But for some reason, because teenage girls, just how it is, there's a magnet pulling. There's a pull. Tonight she says, I'm going to kneel at the foot of the cross. That's right. I'm going to kneel right here at the foot of the cross. I'm going to surrender all to God tonight. This will probably be the last night we preach this direction. So I wish to God that every one of you would feel the touch of God in your life tonight. Come on, there's many more of you standing there crying. God's dealing with you. Just step out of your seat and make your way down here to this altar. Kneel at the cross while Sister Garrison begins to sing. Right now. Oh, come on. Come on.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last are laid down.
Parents, counselors, get around these boys and girls and pray with them, would you please, tonight? Just weave your way in amongst them. If you feel a burden, just stop over one of them and pray with them a while. No looking around, no talking. I want to see some tears in this altar. I want to hear some cries for God's mercy. Ooh, hallelujah.
For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will lay. My home. rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Oh, come on tonight. There ought not be one boy or girl tonight getting up, going back to your seat. Every one of you ought to be seeking God. Praying. Asking God to always help you to listen when that dove cries. Oh, there's some of you God spoke especially to tonight. There's some of you God sent a direct message. Oh, you just feel overwhelmed. You don't know how to stop. You don't know how to turn around. Kneel at the cross. Plead the blood of Jesus, young ladies. Plead the blood of Jesus, young men. Ask Jesus to cover you with His blood. Ask Jesus to break the curse of sin. Ask Jesus to give you the victory tonight. Pray, 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 pray. Ask God to help you. I plead the blood.
In a land bound for heartache and defeat.
Oh, you need to pray a while now. Oh, Brother Brent loves you tonight. That's why I'm trying to preach to you.
Difference for me. was the life bound for him. Without hope, walk the shell of a man. In the hands with the nail prints reached down. Just one touch, and then a new life began. And the old rugged cross made the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. But I will pray. blood ran down that scarlet robe and stained it crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time when he was on the cross. I was on his mind. He from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? Power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? Wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt, but Jesus came Listen to me. Glory to God. He set me free. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God,
he set me free.
Oh, pray on! Well, once like a bird in the prison house I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison house for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God,
he set me free. Prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I fell. But Jesus came, he listened
Come
to
on.
Me. Glory to God, he set me free.
Well, I know he set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of the prison house for me.
I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God, he set me free.
Well, goodbye to sin. Things I could found, not of this world, shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too. Glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of the prison house for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, he set me free. Broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm rebound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Oh, now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me.
I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of the prison house for me. I'm glory bound,
my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Well, he set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Well, now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away.
Higher ground, glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Yes, he set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Oh, goodbye to sin and things I can found. Never again this world will turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to glory to God. I'm going through. He set me free. Yes, he set me free.
He broke the bonds. The prison for me.
Watch this, and give the Lord praise right now.
My Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God.
We probably had 4 or 5 boys get saved right here tonight.
He set me free.
Oh, he set me free. He broke the bonds.
The prison for me. I'm glory bound. My Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free.
Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came this time to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes,
he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. Well, I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Well, he set me free, yes, he set me free.
He broke the bonds of prison for me.
Well, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see.
Glory to God, he set me free. Broke the bonds, prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Long years ago, I was out in sin. I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees, in agony, I prayed to Jesus and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burden of my soul is rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout and glory, everything to me. Now
I can feel
him by my side.
My
feeble step comes to God. When trials come, he comforts me. Through faith in him or sin, I have the victory. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul is rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I sing and shout it for his everything to me. Well, I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul's rolled away. Makes me happy, glad and free.
Oh, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for you.
Oh, glory!
I never shall forget the day
when all the burden of my soul
rolled away.
When he broke the curse,
makes me happy.
Oh, glad and free.
Glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it for you. He's everything to me. Long years ago, I was out in sin. I had no hope.
No
peace with him.
Down
on my knees.
In agony.
I prayed to Jesus and he granted to set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burden of my soul is rolled away.
It makes me happy.
Oh, glad and free.
I
sing and shout it.
He's everything to me. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away.
Worship the Lord! Worship the Lord! Worship the Lord!
Free. So free. I'll sing and shout it.
He's a break in the magnet tonight. I never shall forget the day when all the burden of my soul is rolled
away.
It makes me happy.
Let it free. I'll sing and shout it. It's everything to me.
I never shall. Forget that day. When all the burden of my soul is rolled away. It makes me happy. Let it free. I'll sing and shout it. He's everything to me.
Long years ago,
I was out in sin. Didn't have no hope.
No peace with him.
Out on my knees, in agony. I pray to Jesus, and he gladly set me free. Well, I never shall forget the day when all the burden of my soul is rolled away.
It makes me happy. So glad and free, I'll sing and shout, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout, for he's everything to me. Now I can feel him by my side. My feeble steps, he comes to guide. When trials come, he comforts me. To bathe in him or sin, I have the victory. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free.
I sing and shout it for he's everything to me.
I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free.
So glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it for he's everything to me. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it, he's everything to me.
Oh, sinner, come
to Jesus now.
At his
dear feet,
just humbly bow.
Confess to him your every sin.
He'll save you, cleanse you, give you peace and joy within. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for he's everything to me. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it for he's everything to me.
I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for he's everything to me.
Long years ago, went out in sin.
I had no hope, no peace with him.
Down on my knees, in agony.
I prayed to Jesus, and he gladly set me free.
I never shall forget that day
when all the burden of my soul were rolled away.
It makes me happy, glad,
and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget that day when the burdens of my soul roll away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. Now I can feel him by my side. Now he will step. He comes to guide. The trials come. He comforts me. Through faith in him or sin, I have the victory. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. Oh, sinner, come to my Jesus now. At his feet, just humbly bow. Confess to him your every sin. He'll save you, cleanse you, give you peace and joy with him. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for it's everything to me. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free.
So glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. Long years ago, when out in sin, I had no hope,
no peace within.
Down on my knees, in agony, I prayed to Jesus, and he gladly set me free.
I never shall forget the day
when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me.
I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It made me happy.